Roto Grinders presents your first word in daily fantasy sports. Let's go! The Morning Grind. Stevie, TPFL, and company are here to jumpstart your analysis on today's DFS slate. Let's go! Without further ado, here's your host, Stephen Young.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Wednesday, it's August 30th, it's still 2017. We have 6 early games, 9 late games to get through here on today's slate. As always on Wednesday, my co-host, Notorious. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. NFL's coming up soon, so I'm really excited about that.
It is getting here really quick.
Yeah, we recorded a little podcast intro to DFS, an NFL DFS podcast with Soccer Dave and James DeWin the other day, so that should be out soon. And yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, a lot of NFL just like out of nowhere starting to pop up. And, you know, I guess it's not even out of nowhere. It's close. It's right here, ready to go. If you haven't checked out our sponsor, make sure you head on over there to PlayDraft. Still a little bit of time to use that promo code Grinders and get 100% deposit bonus up to $600. It's going to be a free $3 best ball draft. Notorious, you're very familiar with bonuses and stuff. It's a big difference going from 100% deposit bonus up to $600 to a $3 best ball draft.
Well, what's a $3 best ball draft?
$3 best ball draft is best ball, man. NFL best ball, where you draft your team and you don't have to set your lineup. You just... It takes your best quarterback, 2 running backs, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. But so what's the bonus here? We get $600.
It's going from 100% up to $600 to a $3 best ball ticket.
Okay. I don't really know what that means. So I'll leave the promos to you, my man. <That's fine. laughs> You go from a $600 to a $3. It seems like
it's going from 100% deposit bonus up to $600. So to match, where if you play through it, you'll get your bonus, yeah, or you'll get a $3 draft. So like people need to sign up now so they get that, you know, 100% deposit bonus. It's a lot more money that you could be getting instead of $3. So
you're saying going down. I thought you said
exactly
going down. Saying it went from $600 to $3, and that didn't sound very good to me.
No, it's going down. You got to get it now. That's what I'm saying. Also, you know, I got humbled. You know, there's not, you know, you do this every day, and every once in a while you get humbled. I got really humbled over the last 24 hours. Our podcast feed went live on iTunes, where we have RotoGrinders Morning Grind on its own feed. And there's 177 reviews already within 24 hours. So, Wow. Listeners, you guys are absolutely amazing. Love you guys. Like I said yesterday, right now we're sitting at 7 NASCAR packages, 7 weekly Siege packages. We're looking at 3 RotoGrinders shirts. So keep doing it. More reviews by Friday. We're going to give out more stuff, so make sure you guys are heading over there to iTunes. Search Roto Grinders, look for that Morning Grind, and leave a review and rate the podcast. Always download and subscribe. We appreciate it, and you're going to hear that all the time, but, man, I am truly humbled, and I really appreciate you guys.
Yes, and as a fan of the podcast myself, keep crushing, my man.
I appreciate it. Let's get into it, man. We got 6 early games to get through, and then we're going to talk about the late slate. We're going to get started here. If I didn't close my starting lineups tab, I'm right on the money here this morning. Here we go. Cleveland Indians at New York. We got Trevor Bauer against Jaime Garcia. This game was supposed to play last night. Looks like the pitchers are just going to move over here too today. 9.5 total. I'm guessing you don't like either one of these pitchers.
Yeah, not too interested in either of the pitchers. The early slate has a couple of guys that we can really feel good about, so don't really want to take Bauer on the road. He's been pitching a little bit better over the last month of play, but it's the Yankees. It's Yankee Stadium, so I don't love him. Then Jaime Garcia, you know, he's a ground ball guy that just hasn't been getting as many ground balls since he came over to the Yankees. So, yeah, pretty easy fade on both sides.
Let's talk bats in this game. Indians, you know, Lindor, if Jackson is in that 2 spot, I think he's interesting. Jose Ramirez, E5. Jay Bruce, like any of the top 5 here in play for me.
Yeah, I think I like all those calls as well. Lindor, Jackson, and Ramirez all have above average fly ball rates, which is good against Jaime Garcia and his high ground ball rate. And
I don't disagree. I don't have anything to add on it either. Looking at the Yankees here against Trevor Bauer, you know, it's the same story as yesterday. I really like Didi. I don't know if he's still underpriced. He was extremely underpriced yesterday.
Yeah, I think he was 34 on DraftKings, but he's up to 42 today.
Man, see, they knew it was going to rain out, so they just, like, teased us with, like, the discount.
Yeah, Yankees are a little bit more expensive, but, yeah, I like him in this spot. If you look at Bauer splits, pretty neutral, but he does give up a lot more hard contact to lefties, so you can look at Gardner. You know, Sanchez is obviously going to be a great play catcher anytime he's in the lineup because not many catchers have that type of upside or that high of a batting order. Looks like Greg Bird might get the start tomorrow. They call him up.
They did. He's interesting, and I think Aaron Hicks is the kind of sneaky play in that two-hole. You know, we want the lefties against Bauer, and, you know, he's actually been really good when he's been healthy this year.
He has. He's a really big boost to their lineup.
That's kind of it.
Yeah, that's kind of it.
Atlanta Braves, Philadelphia Phillies. So we got – I'm seeing two things here. I'm seeing Ari Adickey, Matt Leiter, Mark Leiter, the two guys that were supposed to pitch, and then I'm seeing Eichhoff. I don't know if you saw – is it supposed to be Leiter?
Let me pull up this thing real quick. So this is a first game of doubleheader, so they're probably both pitching.
Yeah, it is. It's always fun.
Yeah, the first game I'm seeing Dickey and Leiter, and then
yeah, and then Teron and Eichhoff. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk here. Ari Dickey, he's had good success against Philadelphia. Mark Leiter Jr. was a guy that I wrote up yesterday as a boomer bust play. I think he's actually really interesting. I talked about it in my article, and since I can't use it again, you know, first half stats, 35 innings, 4.9 xFIP, 18% K rate, 11% walk rate. Second half stats in 23 innings, 3.68 xFIP, 24% K rate, which is a 6% bump, and a 7.3% walk rate, which is a 4% decrease. So much better here in the second half. Really interesting against a Braves team that's been struggling. So I think he's actually interesting on this early slate. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, don't mind him at all. Same with Dickey. If you're looking for a really cheap SP2, I don't mind either of these guys. They both induce a lot of soft and medium contact. They both have an above-average ground ball rate. The total for the game is set at 9, which seems high, but this is a hitter-friendly ballpark. So, yeah, I mean, you're hoping for strikeouts here. And these offenses are pretty bad.
Yeah, and you're not going to get that, like, day game, 90-degree weather. It's going to be, like, mid-70s at the, like, highest point here.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, like, you're not, you know, I don't think you really have to worry about it too much. Bats in this game, we've talked about it now for the last few days. Freddie Freeman dealing with a wrist injury. He doesn't feel like he's 100%. And it's shown he doesn't have a home run in the last 10 games. I think I can stay away from the Braves with pretty good confidence here.
Yeah, if he was healthy, I'd be interested in Freeman, but he's not, so don't have a ton of interest there. Matt Kemp, pretty good numbers against righties himself. Maybe look as a one-off. He's still pretty cheap. And then on the Philly side, got to keep playing Hoskins. His price is coming up, but, I mean, he's just ridiculous right now.
Hoskins and Nick Williams, I think, are interesting against Dickey. Those are probably the two guys that I would target here.
Yeah, the rest of our lineup's been pretty bad against Dickey in the past. Freddie Galvis, 6-for-20, is their best for anyone that has BVP.
St. Louis Cardinals, Milwaukee Brewers, Carlos Martinez, Chase Anderson. We talked about it yesterday with Luke Weaver. The Brewers' numbers, like their power numbers, are down big time right now. Weaver pitched really well. I'm kind of expecting the same here from C-Mart.
Yeah, love right-handed pitchers against this right-handed heavy Brewers lineup, especially a guy like Martinez who's got some pretty normal splits. He's held righties to a 2.42 xWOBA with a 27% strikeout rate in the last two seasons. So, yeah, he's definitely a guy to look at here.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. Chase Anderson, any interest here?
His ERA has been pretty low in his first two starts back from injury, but the walk rate's up. The Sierra doesn't look great, so I think I'm just going to wait a couple more starts.
Yeah, I think I can wait just because, like, yeah, Chase Anderson's always been kind of a reverse splits guy. So, you know, we get a right-handed heavy lineup here. I don't think I'm going to play him here.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Any Cardinals bats standing out here against Chase Anderson?
Even though he does have reverse splits, I always like Matt Carpenter, but he's under 4K on DraftKings. It just seems so cheap. Last night, he was a pretty easy play. He hit a home run. I like Colton Wong if he's batting fifth again or sixth.
I think that'll all depend on Yachty, right?
Yeah, that'll. And then if you want to play the reverse splits angle, you can look at Pham and DeJong.
DeJong, baby. I'm going to keep playing this guy. Brewers, not a lot standing out to me. You know, I mentioned the power numbers down. Thames' numbers are down a little bit, but not as much as, like, Shaw and the other guys. Like, I don't mind Eric Thames as a one-off here, but not really feeling any of this.
Yeah, the good news is they're cheap. Thames is only 3,400. Shaw's 3,800. And, you know, Martinez has struggled a bit against lefties in his career. So if you want to play those guys as one-offs, don't mind it. But definitely not core plays for me here.
Yeah, they both hit him well in small sample sizes. Thames is, you know, 3 for 7 with a home run and a double, and Shaw 3 for 8 with a home run. So they've hit him well in small sample sizes, which makes perfectly good sense when you think about Carlos Martinez and his struggle against lefties.
Yeah, Ryan Braun's so cheap right now, but can't play him.
Nah, not against Martinez. 254 WOBA, 29% K rate against righties, 52% ground ball rate. Yeah, pass.
Yep.
Seattle at Baltimore, Ariel Miranda against Albaldo. Oh, Jimenez, thank you for pitching on the slate. kind of gives us our team, you know, outside of cores that we want to attack here.
Which one? Both of them?
You know, I like lefties against Baltimore. I really do, but I don't think I can do it with Miranda.
Yeah, they're actually not as bad against lefties this year. I think they're like 10th in team weight on base average. I know the bottom of their lineup's pretty bad, but Beckham, Machado, Scope, they all got really good power numbers. So I don't love Miranda here myself. Are you going to be playing it?
No. Okay. Like I'm playing Mark Leiter Jr. before I play Miranda.
Yeah, for sure.
Like I actually think I would take a shot on like a Chase Anderson before I would play Miranda. I don't think that's much of a stretch either.
Sure. I'd take Ubaldo over Miranda here.
All right, let's not get too crazy. We look at Ubaldo. He's struggled against lefties. He's struggled against righties. I think you can definitely look to a Seattle stack here.
Yeah, and he doesn't hold runners well. So Mariners, good ballpark. They got, you know, speed at the top with Segura, and then they got home run power and Alonso, Cano, Cruz, Seager. Love the 1-5 stack here.
Yeah, don't leave out, you know, Zunino and Gamble. Like, you know, those guys are definitely in play as well. I know you don't like going down that far. With them on the road, though, they should get those 4 at-bats.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Looking at Baltimore, you mentioned a couple guys, you know, Jonathan Scope. Tim Beckham's definitely helped this team with against left-handed pitching. You know, he's batting in that leadoff spot. He's happy to be out of Tampa. Like, I guess I can get behind the 1-2-3 here, like Beckham, Machado, Scope. I just don't like playing Adam Jones.
Yeah, those are the three I'm looking at as well. If Beef is batting a little higher, I don't mind him. He's always got good numbers against Southpaws, 360x WOBA with a 40% hard contact this season, and he's still pretty cheap.
Yeah, he just doesn't have those like home run numbers this year, so people just haven't been playing him, so I like that call.
Yeah.
All right. The best team in baseball, the Detroit Tigers against the Colorado Rockies, Justin Verlander, Chad Bettis. Marquez made some lineups for me yesterday after I like kind of wrote it off on the podcast. I looked into it more and I ended up playing him on some teams. Siege was really heavy on him. Like, and it worked out because Detroit is just so bad right now.
Yeah. There were a lot of good pitchers in last night's slate. Seems like no matter how you went, you know, there are a lot of good routes to take.
Junis.
Yeah, Junis. Weaver pitched well. Sale obviously pitched well.
Yeah, like if you had Sale and any of the mid-tier guys that we talked about on the podcast yesterday, you just did fine.
Yeah, you're probably looking good. So, yeah, Verlander, I mean, he's going to have to strike out everyone to have success here. He's got a 30% ground ball rate, which is not good for cores. So if Colorado's going to be able to make some contact, he's going to be in trouble. He has been pitching better of late, but again, I need to see a high ground ball rate for me to be interested in the guy in course.
Let's talk bats here. The Tigers, like Justin Upton as a one-off, but like a very popular one-off in Coors. Like I could really get behind for the third straight day fading the Tigers in Coors Field.
Yeah, I don't hate it. Bettis has reverse splits, 356 ex-wOBA, 34% hard contact to righties last 2 years. So if you're going to play the Tigers, I mean, you want to play Kinsler, Upton, Miggy, and Castellanos. But, yeah, if you want to fade them, I don't mind them. They are very expensive.
Yep.
Except for Miggy. He's 35.
You could definitely play Miggy here. Day game against a reverse split righty.
Yeah. 3,500. That's
criminally cheap. Looking at the Rockies side, like, you know, I've been stacking in. I stacked against Fulmer. Like, I know Arenado just hit a home run. Like, you know, I can get behind playing Rockies against Verlander.
Yeah, sure. Especially if they're going to be lower on than the Tigers. I doubt it. But if they are, then I like them even more.
Yeah, people don't want to pick on these, like, stud pitchers. And it's just like, you know, they didn't pick on Fulmer yesterday, and, like, the Rockies are kind of underowned. And, like, I feel like they're going to be underowned here against Verlander, and it's Coors Field during the day.
Yeah, how many times do we see, you know, good pitchers struggle in Coors Field? Happens quite often.
All the time, man, all the time. I'm curious really quick. I can never remember if he throws a curveball. He does throw a curveball. So, like, he's going to really have to rely on, like, his fastball changeup combo here. Maybe a little bit more slider because, like, that curveball is just not going to break in Coors. So he's going to have to rely on some other pitches here today.
Yep, he's going to need strikeouts.
All right, Marlins, Nationals, Adam Conley, Steven Strasburg, last game here on this early slate. You know, Conley's he's interesting, but I don't think you can play him here, right?
Yeah, I don't love him here. I mean, the Nationals still hit lefties pretty well. They got Kendrick, you know, Zimmerman, Rendon, Worth's back, Trey Turner's back. So, yeah, this lineup's looking pretty good these days.
Yeah, and there's a lot of righties. Like, that's where you want to attack Conley, like lefty pitchers. So his xFIP and all that stuff, much higher against righties, even higher than his ERA. So, and then Steven Strasburg here. Going to probably get a lot of love here on this early slate. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I think, let's see, threw 90 pitches in his last start, 91 in the time before. He's looked pretty good, 15 strikeouts in his two outings since coming back from injury. Certainly don't mind him here. Pitches well at home throughout his career. Outside of Giancarlo Stanton, there's not a lot to worry about on the Marlins. So I'm certainly fine playing him, but there are a lot of big bats that I like in this early slate. So if you want to go another route, I don't mind that as well.
Yeah, we need to mention, like, Stan owns Strasburg too.
Oh, he does.
15 for 41, 8 doubles, 3 home runs. Like, he owns Strasburg. I remember that. Like, I've been down this road before. Like, Ozuna hits him well too, 11 for 31. Like, those two guys hit him well. Like, I don't know. That's a lot of risk for as, you know, hot as Stan's been right now.
Hey, I like Carlos Martinez a lot. He's going to be lower owned probably than Strasburg since he's pitching on the road. So I certainly don't mind pivoting to him.
Yeah, two pitcher site. You could go like Martinez, Mark Leader, and then get all those bats that we talked about.
Yes, you can.
All right, let's talk bats in this game. Looking at the Marlins first, you know, I don't mind, you know, playing Stanton as a one-off or Ozuna as a one-off, trusting the BVP and just taking a shot.
Yeah, Stanton would be the only guy for me. It is hard paying 5,100 for him against a good pitcher, but he's been incredibly hot, and you mentioned the BVP, so don't mind it.
Was he at 51 now, right?
Yep, 5,100.
No, 51 home runs.
Oh, yeah, and 5,100.
I wonder if that's no. looking at the Nationals, Trey Turner's back. Howie Kendrick, much better against lefties. Ryan Zimmerman and Anthony Rendon have been crushing lefties this season. What's your thoughts here against Adam Conley?
Definitely think you can look at him. He's had about a 330 ex-wOBA, 35% hard contact to righties. So, yeah, all the guys you mentioned definitely in play for me. You can throw Jason Worth in there if you want to do a stack, although it's a little expensive for him, but. Yeah, I think it's a good spot for the Nats.
Be a nice day for Murphy to get the day off, move Rendon up to the three spot, and really be able to attack like the 1, 2, 3, 4 here.
Be nice. Yeah, that'd be great.
Oh, no clue if that's going to happen or not, but we'll have to see. Let's move on to the main slate, the night slate. We're going to get started with my Red Sox at Toronto. Rick Porcello against Jay Happ. We got a 9 total here. Happ, a very slight favorite. Any interest here in these two pitchers?
Not really. Porcello just been kind of a disappointment all year. Just gives up way too much hard contact. I don't mind picking on the Blue Jays every now and then, but probably not the spot for me. Happ's been in really good form over his last 6 starts, 28% strikeout rate, really limited hard contact. But Red Sox, very good against lefties, one of the lowest strikeout rates in major leagues. So I think both of these guys are a pass for me.
Yeah, and like you got to think, like they're adding like Rajah Davis, who doesn't have the pop, but like he definitely, you know, is very, very solid against left-handed pitching. Nunez, another guy. Like they've added more bats in this lineup that's actually even better against lefties. So like I don't think I could play Happ. I definitely don't think I could play Porcello. Now I gotta remember if Porcello throws a slider or not, but yeah. Let's see. Yeah, it does a slider, but it's about 24%. So I don't think that's high enough to attack him here against the Blue Jays.
Yeah, I'm not playing Porcello.
You know that's a thing, right? Sliders against the Blue Jays.
Oh yes. Every time I come on pod, you tell me
okay,
about
it. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Like I gotta make sure. looking at the bats here for Boston, like I really hate overpaying for Boston. I've gotten to the point where I finally trust myself and I've been really good, not biased, and you know, the Red Sox just don't have a ton of upside.
Yeah, it's true. But Rajah Davis, if he's batting leadoff, 3,500 is not a bad price for him.
I can get behind that.
The rest of them kind of expensive. Hanley Ramirez, if he's batting in the 5-hole, he had 7th last night, which wasn't great, but he's got some good pop against lefties, and he's 3,800 on DraftKings.
Just hate playing Hanley at first base. Like, fantasy draft where you can play like multiple first basemen, like I feel more comfortable over there. But like I hate playing Hanley at first base.
Yeah. What about Chris Young?
No.
Is he still? I don't have his price in front of me.
No, I just.
Oh no, that's a pitcher. I think he was like 2,100 yesterday.
God, don't tell me that. Like.
Let me see. Hold on.
He's 2,500.
I hate that there's two Chris Youngs because whenever I pull up the salaries in my sheet, it pulls up the pitcher first.
I hate the fact that it's 2,500 and like if he grabs a decent lineup spot, like I have interest, but like
we got a 25.
He's just not.
Hey, two home runs against Happ in his career. 15 at bats.
They might have been look at the Blue Jays. Justin Smoke is always interesting to me. You know, you look at Porcello's number this season. He has a 43% hard contact against lefties. Smoke and Morales, I think, are interesting, but I don't see myself really going to a lot of these guys.
Yeah, I think those are going to be my targets as well. I know Jose Ortiz has been terrible, but he does have good BVP. Not good enough for me, but he has hit Porcello well in the past.
I will say, like, if Miguel Montero cracks the lineup as the catcher for the Blue Jays, you can definitely play Rajah Davis even more. If he gets on base, he'll run Mookie Betts as well. Like, if Montero's catching, it bumps both of those guys. Both of those guys will run, and Miguel Montero couldn't throw out me or you if we were trying to steal second base.
Yeah, last night he got the start, and I believe they had 5 stolen bases against him.
There you go. I didn't even know that, and I said that, so there we go. Yeah. That was the thing. That's why he got cut from the Cubs. Like, just sucks throwing people out. All right, let's move on. We're in Tampa Bay with the Texas Rangers Houston Astros series. We got Andrew Kashner against Dallas Keuchel in this game. Texas, man, I was so wrong about this game yesterday. I'm sorry, everybody. Like, I really ended up stacking Houston like massively. And of course, Martin Perez does what Martin Perez does, and then the Texas bats just absolutely shelled Fires.
Yeah, Fired is one of those guys that he's just so streaky and he's been so bad in his last couple starts. So I should have paid more attention to it.
And they had good BVP too.
Yeah, one of those things you just look back and say, yeah, probably should have paid more attention to it.
We look at Andrew Kashner's numbers this season. He's elite ground ball rate against righties. going to face a lot of righties here. I can't play Cashner, but I think I can stay away from stacking against him here.
I think that's a fair point. 57% ground ball rate against right-handed hitters. So, yeah, definitely don't want to overpay for Springer and Altuve, Bregman, maybe Josh Reddick as a one-off.
Yeah, him or Fisher if they crack the lineup. But you got to remember, this game's in Tampa. It's not like it's in Houston. So,
wait, why is it in Tampa?
Because of the hurricane that's in Houston right now.
Okay. I must miss that yesterday.
It's okay. We understand. Yeah, you got a lot going on, buddy.
Yeah, I go in my hole and just type
all day. We get it. You do a lot of stuff. Like, there's not many people in the industry that work harder than you, let's be honest. Dallas Keuchel. Let's talk Keuchel really quick. You know, I think he's a tale of two different people. Like, we saw before the injury, he was just like beyond elite. Like, his numbers were just absolutely insane since coming back from injury. When you look at a 10% decrease in K rate, like 14.4%. The XFIP is up to 4.39. Like, the biggest thing that stands out to me, and I don't know how much you weigh this, but like, since coming back from injury, he has a 1.53 whip compared to a 0.87 whip. That's all I need to see.
Yeah, that's not good. The command hasn't been as good. He's had four or fewer strikeouts in five of his last six starts, which also isn't good. So, yeah, can't play him right now.
Yeah, and, like, another thing really quick is, like, before he got hurt, 29.9% soft contact rate to a 20.6 hard contact rate. That's above elite. Like, that's one of the best numbers I've ever seen in my life. And since he's got back, 32% hard contact, 21% soft contact. Like, he's just not – he's not right now.
Yep, not right, and he's not discounted, which makes him –
like, I don't think I can go out here and stack the Rangers against him. Like, I wouldn't hate it if you did it, but the Rangers are not a great team against left-handed pitching. So, I think this game's just kind of a stay-away game for me.
Yeah, I kind of agree. You can't play the lefties from the Rangers. Keuchel's got a 64% ground ball rate against lefties. So, maybe Beltre is a one-off, but I don't feel great about that. And, yeah, Reddick, the other guy, or the guy on the other side for me.
All right, let's move on.
Moving on.
Mets, Reds, Montero, Homer Bailey, 10 total. Let's get some bats.
Yes.
Like, do I need to say anything else?
No.
Mets bats, well, they kind of suck. So it's like, who do I really want to play against Homer Bailey? Because, like, Homer Bailey's not good, but it's like, who do I play?
Yeah, the thing about the Mets is they're cheap. They're playing a good ballpark. So, you know, when you're filling out your lineup and you need a cheap guy at a certain position, you can look to the Mets. Estrubel Cabrera has been really good in that three hole his last five or six games. Finding Nemo is really cheap, batting leadoff. Travis d'Arnaud has been swinging the bat a little bit better lately. He's the min salary on FanDuel. So, I mean, there's some decent values here.
Rosario at shortstop, he usually gets a pretty decent lineup spot. Like,
yeah.
I think I agree with you. I think it's more going to be, all right, I'm done with this stack. I'm in a one-off where I kind of need some value, and the Mets are facing Homer Bailey in Cincinnati.
Exactly.
Now, on the other side of this game, the Reds, like, I'm going back to the well. I ended up playing them pretty heavily. Like, Adam Duvall and Schebler were on a lot of my lineups yesterday, and I'm going right back to the well here.
Yeah, they're my favorite stack as well. And, you know, they treated me well, so I'm going right back. Montero, pretty neutral splits, not too great against lefties or righties, and a high walk rate. So this is a really good spot for the Reds.
All right, let's move on to Wrigley. We got the Pirates and the Cubs. Ivan Nova, Jose Quintana. Pirates have been pretty bad. You just look at the stats lately, and they've just been really bad. Jose Quintana here, any interest?
I do have some interest. I need to see, do we know which way the wind's blowing?
It's blowing very, very slightly in. Wind's not going to be a factor tomorrow.
Yeah, as long as it's not blowing out, I will have some interest here. We've seen some lefties actually have some pretty decent outings against the Pirates lately. Their strikeout numbers against righties are a lot lower than they are against lefties. So I think you can look at Quintana. I wish he was a little bit cheaper. 10.5 seems like a lot, but he is a big favorite. He's pitching at home. You mentioned the Pirates' recent struggles. So I certainly have a little bit of interest.
Yeah, I think it's just because, like, we haven't really even talked about one pitcher we like on the slate yet. And we're going to keep going here, and there's just not a ton of options on the slate. So I kind of think by default, like, he's in play. And I hate to say that, but I think it's true.
Yeah. Yeah, there's question marks around most of the pitchers in this slate.
Too many lefties for Nova, right? Like, way too many lefties here.
Yep, he needs a right-handed heavy lineup, and he doesn't get it in this one. So, pretty easy fade for me.
All right, if you're not playing Quintana, is there any of the Pirates' bats that you would target against him?
Always interested in McCutcheon as a one-off. He's only 3,400 on DraftKings, which is
I know really he's been slumping, but that's really cheap against a lefty.
Yeah, 402 ISO against southpaws this season. That's hard to do.
Yeah, like maybe finally getting a lefty, maybe he'll see the ball and get out of the slump.
Maybe.
Let's see here. Cubs, like, I like picking on Nova with lefties. He has a 1.74 home run per nine, 35% hard contact against lefties. Doesn't strike anybody out. Like, that sounds like a recipe for success on a guy like Schwarber, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Schwarber against low strikeout pitchers always signed me up. Like him, I like pretty much all the lefties in this lineup. Rizzo, Happ, if he's batting fifth, Avila. I like all the lefties here.
Yeah, and you're not really overpaying for anybody outside of like Brian and Rizzo. Like, you're getting Schwarber at 4K on DraftKings, Avila at 37. Like, you're not having to like really overpay for these guys.
Yep, Listella's 33 if he cracks the lineup.
Yeah, Jason Hayward 3K. Like, yeah, I'll take a shot on Hayward against Nova for 3K.
Definitely.
White Sox, Twins, Derek Holland, Jose Berrios, 9.5 total. Please don't rain out. Please don't rain out. Like, I'm begging this game not to rain out. Some early concerns. It looks like it's going to be gone before the game starts. Hopefully that's the case. We'll have to see what Kevin Ross says. Derek Holland is bad, but Jose Berrios has some solid upside here against this terrible White Sox lineup.
Yeah, he's one of the more boomer bust pitchers that we have around right now. You know, just pull up his game log, minus 10, then 32, and then 20 fantasy points. So the upside's certainly there. I love the matchup against the White Sox. It pretty much looks like a triple-A lineup outside of Abreu and Garcia. And they strike out at a high rate. Seven of their projected starters have at least a 21% K rate against righties. So, yeah, I love Berrios here. Of the pitchers we've talked about, he's my favorite so far.
Got to kind of have to be. I know he's going to be popular and he's a boomer bust and you should fade just because of ownership, but it's just like, I got to play somebody. You know, at the end of the day, I got to play one of these guys.
And we're not playing Holland, that's for sure.
No, we're not. We're probably going to take some bats against him. Let's talk about that. Derek Holland this season, we look at the numbers against righties, a 404 wOBA, a 41% hard contact, a 2.35 home run per nine. He has allowed 26 home runs in 99 innings to right-handed hitters this season. Attack him here. Attack him with Dozier and Buxton and Escobar and Rosario and Vargas if he cracks the lineup. Like, we want these guys. I know you're going to have to pay for them, but I like Minnesota more today than I did yesterday against Shields.
Yeah, and just to sweeten the pot, he has a 20% walk rate in his last six starts. So if he's giving up walks and home runs, it's going to be a great spot for the Twins. All the guys you mentioned, definitely in play. And where did this power come from, Jorge Polanco?
Hey, man.
That's like four or five home runs in the last week or two.
I can't remember how good he is against lefties. I don't think he's as good, right?
He's not very good, no. But
I know he's riding it.
Surge of power, I don't know.
Like, his price is getting to the point where I don't mind leaving out of the stack. Like, I know the risk, but, like isn't Escobar's numbers against lefties a little bit better?
Yeah, so Escobar's got 371 xWOBA, Polanco 248, which is really bad.
So there you go. That's the way you differentiate your stack. You know, you play Escobar shortstop over Polanco and let people just blindly put him in there. You know, you could look at Vargas is 3,400. Chris Jimenez, if he cracks the lineup, is 3K. Like, there's some solid Twins bats here.
Yeah, whichever catcher draws a start, Garver, Jimenez, definitely worth the look.
Byron Buxton, 5,500.
Dude, it's crazy.
You know where you play Bucks, and you play them on Play Draft, where you don't have to pay a salary cap for them.
Yeah, that's a lot of money for it.
I can't do it. I can't, realistically, I can't click his name to put him in the lineups. Like,
his ISO is under 100 this year.
Just can't do it. Any White Sox bats?
Well, if we're playing Berrios, don't want to take a ton of them, but I always like Abreu against fly ball pitchers, so don't mind him as a one-off if you're not playing Berrios. And that's it for me.
I think there's BVP there too. I really think Abreu has BVP against him. Hold on, I'm looking it up really quick.
1 for 7, 3 strikeouts.
All right, there you go. Berrios, let it ride, baby. Let it ride. Yomer Sanchez, the only home run he's allowed in 47 at-bats.
He's got 18 Ks and 50 plate appearances against the White Sox.
All right, let it ride one more time, buddy. We need you one more time. Rays, Royals, Jake Odorizzi against Jason Vargas, 9.5 total here. Jason Vargas, a -127 favorite. Any interest here in either one of these guys?
Not a ton for me.
Yeah, it's like, all right, well, we're facing the Rays. They're going to have lefties. Oh, wait, Jason Vargas just can't get left-handed hitters out this season.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
and
man.
He's been bad. You know, his numbers earlier in the year suggested some regression, and we've started to see it lately. He's been really bad in his last couple months. So don't think you can look at him. Odorizzi. I mean, we just don't really like to play pitchers against the Royals these days.
Yeah, he's a reverse splits guy. So if for some reason, like, Kane and Perez are out of the lineup, maybe you could look at him. But, like, it would all depend on what that lineup looks like. If it's the normal lineup where Merrifield's in there and Perez and, you know, these guys are in there, like, Kane, you can't play him.
Yep, don't think you can play him.
Any Rays bats standing out to you here against Vargas?
I mean, Souza's a reverse blitz hitter, so I don't love him against lefties. Longo's fine. He's still pretty cheap. Nothing that I love, though.
Weird slate. It is a very weird night slate. I don't see anything that's really standing out to me. Like, maybe Duda, 240 ISO. We talked about Vargas struggling with lefties.
Yeah.
I can't even get behind that.
I'm trying here.
Royals, reverse splits pitcher, Salvador Perez, 233 ISO against righties this season. I think he's definitely a guy you want to look at.
Yeah, definitely got to look at him. Is he still cheap?
He's been ridiculously cheap. He's 3K again. Yeah, like, 3K. You're locking and loading Salvi at that price. He's going to break out of this slump.
Yep, I agree.
I don't really see anything else.
Oh, that's it for me as well.
Oh, if Bonificio plays, doesn't he? He has reverse splits, right? Where he hits righties better?
Yeah, he does.
So there you go. If he cracks the lineup, there's some upside in that line. Upside play.
I like it.
Moving on. San Francisco Giants, San Diego Padres, Ty Blatch against Travis Wood, 8.5 total. You know, we saw Matt Moore struggle against the Padres, you know, last night, kind of. Thinking Ty Blatch, a guy that can't strike anybody out, might struggle here.
Yeah, we have two bad pitchers, two bad lefties against two of the worst offenses in baseball and a pitcher's park. So, yeah, I don't know what to do here. I don't think I want to play the pitchers, but I don't really want to play at least
I
load
think you
up
could actually get a couple pieces here.
On the offenses? Yeah.
Just a couple. Don't go like crazy, but like – maybe like a Margot, a Blash, Hedges, you know, possibly like a Pence, Posey if he's back in the lineup. Not a lot. Not a lot. Just a couple pieces.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Will Myers.
This is a game you can just like fade and just be like, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I like Will Myers. He has a 53% hard contact rate against southpaws this season. I like that. He's 3,300. He does take up your first base spot, which sucks. But
fantasy draft, you can play 5 first basemans if you want.
And he's 6,600 there.
Yep.
Staying.
Dodgers, Diamondbacks, Ryu, Ray, 9.5 total. Pick 'em. Straight pick 'em game.
Yeah.
No respect for Robbie Ray.
Yeah, he's same with Godley. He never gets respect from Vegas either.
Yeah, I think Godley kind of struggled yesterday, right?
Yeah, he struggled early. I didn't see after like the fourth inning, but I think he gave up three runs or something. Yeah, no interest in Ryu for me. He's not a guy that pitches very deep into games. I like the Diamondbacks at home, and I like, you know, all the right-handed hitters, so I don't love him. But Robbie Ray, I can certainly get behind him in tournaments. 40% carry in his last two starts. He's shown, you know, no ill effects after getting hit in the head and come back from injury. So definitely like him. I know the Dodgers just mashed lefties and righties, but 8 of their 9 projected starters have a strikeout rate of at least 20% against lefties this season. So the strikeout potential is definitely there.
Just like, oh, man, I just don't even know.
Well, who – I mean, we like Berrios. We don't mind Quintana. I mean, other than that, I mean, Ray, I think Ray's interesting.
Oh, man. Yeah.
42 Ks and 125 at-bats against them.
It's just like, who else are you going to pitch?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it comes down to.
You know, at the end of the day, like, you know, we have one more game that we need to talk about. And, like, I played Graveman in his last start. Maybe I'll play him again. But, you know, we're running thin on pitchers. So I think you got to kind of look at Robbie Ray here. Jeez. Can't play Ryu, though, right?
No, I'm not playing him.
He'll probably go out and dominate. we'll say, you know, one thing that we do need to note here is Cody Bellinger will be activated today, and he'll be in the lineup.
Yeah, that's good, but, you know, lefty-lefty doesn't concern me too much. I know he's been good against lefties, but Robbie Ray is really tough on left-handed hitters.
Yeah, it's any Dodgers bats that you want to play against Ray?
Justin Turner as a one-off. He's just been awesome against lefties this season, which is kind of strange because last few he's kind of been a reverse splits hitter. But, yeah, he's just mashed lefties. 457 ex-WOBA, 342 ISO, on only an 8% strikeout rate.
Like, I could realistically see, like, a Dodgers stack. Because you could play Chris Taylor, you could play Turner, you could play Barnes and Kiki. Like, you could get a few bats here if you want to live the contrarian life.
And they are cheap.
Oh, God, don't tell me that.
Taylor, Seager, Grandal, Forsyth, Hernandez, all under 3,900.
Arizona bats, J.D. Martinez and Paul Goldschmidt are both really good against left-handed pitching.
Yeah, just a little bit. 565 ISO for J.D. Martinez. It's that blows insane. My mind.
It's just nutty. It's nutty. We said McCutchen's was nutty, but J.D. Martinez is nutty.
How his ISO is higher than his weighted on base, or his X? Okay, it's not as high as his weighted on base average, but it's close.
It's just insane. The guy's just that good. It's good.
Yes, but I love Pollock. His numbers have coming up against lefties lately. Goldschmidt, Iannetta, if he's batting the two hole. I think I like the Arizona quite a bit here.
Yeah, you could get an Iannetta, Pollock, Goldie, JD, you know, four-man stack going there.
Yes, you can. And yes, I will.
Yes, I will. Oakland Angels, we got Kendall Graveman, Parker Bradwell, 9 total here. Bradwell, a minus 145 favorite here. Kind of like Graveman. I played him, like I said, I played him in his last start. You know, he's gone over 20 in 2 of his last 3 starts. Outside of, you know, Trout, I'm not, like, petrified here.
You're going to have to sell me on him.
There's not much to sell. It's, you know, we've talked about 3 pitchers we like on the slate. Yeah. And, you know, you look at the numbers for him over his last 4 starts, you know, 3.2 xFIP against Texas, 5.7 against Houston, 3.0 against Baltimore, and 3.9 against Seattle. Like, he's allowed 0 home runs in the last 4 games. He's allowed multi-home runs 0 times this season. Like, he's starting to come back. He looks healthy again. He was pitching really well before he got hurt. Like, there's not a ton of upside here. He's not going to go out and strike out 10 people. But, like, you know, he pitched decent against this team earlier this year. 7 innings, 2 earned runs, 7 hits, 6 strikeouts. Like, you give me that on this slate, like, I'm all for that.
So I'll give you credit. That's a much better pitch than I was expecting. So well done on the sales pitch.
Yeah, I'm just going off stats, man.
Yeah, I'm still not playing him, I don't think. But I'm just worried about the strikeout upside. But yeah, I guess we'll see. We do need a cheap SP2 in this slate, and maybe he's a guy.
Yeah, like, you know, you're playing Berrios, you're taking a shot on a couple of these guys. Like, I'm guessing his price is, I haven't looked at his price. Is it cheap?
77, so not super cheap.
Yeah, but on this slate, like, you know, I can't name one of these guys under him that I would take a shot on.
That's true. I'm looking right now. It's pretty ugly.
I could get behind Kendall Graveman here. I keep the ball in the ballpark like he's been doing. He's faced them three times this year, and he's only allowed, what, two home runs or one home run? Yeah, two home runs. So, I don't know, man.
Oh, man, this is one of those slates I might have to stack the Padres or something so I can get two of the expensive pitchers in there.
Just give Trout one more day off. Like, doesn't that make it so much easier if Trout, yeah, with that neck injury, like, be stiff one more day. Just take one more day off.
Yeah, I'll text him. I'll tell him to sit out.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. Like, you know, just let's get a hold of Smiz. We know Smiz sits right there, you know, behind the dugout. Just like, hey, Trout, one more day for us, bud.
Just have Smiz tackling pregame warm-ups.
Yeah, Smiz life. I don't know, man. I can kind of get behind Graveman. I can't do that on the other side of this game. You know, Breadwell. I don't know. Maybe he's interesting, too. I don't have a sales pitch as well as I do for Graveman, but, like, Oakland's a team that strikes out. They don't have a ton of power. Like, they've made some adjustments here, but where their power is, it's Davis, it's Chapman, it's Olsen, and two of those three guys are righties. And Breadwell this season, 267 wOBA against righties, 40% ground ball rate. He's only allowed six home runs in 46 innings. Like, maybe he's interesting too.
Yeah, he's at least a little bit interesting. His numbers so far do suggest some regression. His ERA is much lower than his Sierra and XFIP. And, you know, the low strikeout rate is a little bit concerning. But you mentioned the good matchup. The A's do strike out often, and Bridwell did have some pretty decent upside in the minors. So I think you can look at him.
I think if you want to go cheap with your SP2, like, realistically, if you want to go cheap with your SP2, you're probably looking at these two guys.
Yeah. Which is scary.
Like, anybody under 10K, like Ryu, we said we don't really like him. Porcello against Toronto, like, is a little bit more interesting now that we're done with the slate. Like, J.A. Happ against Boston, they don't strike out. Vargas is just terrible. Homer Bailey sucks. Ivan Nova's facing too many lefties. Jake Odorizzi has zero upside against Kansas City. Ty Blatch is terrible. Andrew Kashner is remotely okay, but, you know, you're playing Andrew Kashner against Houston. Travis Wood sucks. Montero sucks. Derek Holland sucks. Like, you know, we're done with the slate, and it's like, you know, we got Robbie Ray, Quintana, Berrios, Breadwell, Graveman, maybe Porcello.
Yep, I'm going to be stacking the Mets and the Padres so I can fit two expensive pitchers in there.
Yeah, just realistically, you know, that's kind of what you're looking at today. Like, if you want some of these big bats and you don't want – and you want to be a little bit contrarian, you kind of look at these cheap pitchers.
Yep.
I don't really see a lot in, as far as bats go in this game. If Trout's back, you know, you always worry of, like, how is he 100%? You know, they probably wouldn't rush him back. Chris Davis with a K, you know, is always interesting, but I really don't see myself going too heavy on this game.
Yeah, if you are paying up for two pitchers, Boog Powell does make some sense at 2,600 if he's batting leadoff. No, not a ton of upside there, but, you know, he's a cheap bat, and he helps you kind of afford those pitchers. And then other than Trout, I'm kind of on board with you. Valbuena has been a little bit better lately. He's only 3,400, so I do have a little bit of interest there.
It's a really interesting slate. There's only a few ways you can really attack this slate, in my opinion. It's very interesting.
It is, and there's a monster tournament on DraftKings, a couple of them.
Good to know, good to know. Maybe it's a good slate to, you know. Katie has some volleyball filming to do. I'm going to have some time on my hands. All right, let's play some Home Run Derby, and then you can tell me who's going to win the golf tournament, and then we'll get out of here.
Let's do it.
All right, I'll let you go first in Home Run Derby.
Yeah, I think I called the winner last week, if you asked me. I don't know.
I don't remember.
Well, I posted on Twitter, at least.
Well, there you go.
So it counts for something, all right?
Was it DJ?
Yeah. It was.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure you said Dustin Johnson was going to win you last week on pod. Because we talked about it being a tournament that nobody had really played at, and you said play Dustin Johnson.
Oh, he hit the best drive I've ever seen.
Did he drive a par four or something?
So it was like a 480 yard par four over the water. Everyone else is just hitting it over on the side of the fairway. And nobody all week could try to drive it over the water. He makes a long putt to get into a playoff against Jordan Spieth. Very first shot of the playoff, drives it like 360 over the water. He was 100 yards closer to the green than Spieth was.
Oh, man.
And Spieth hit at 320 in the middle of the fairway. It was ridiculous.
That's awesome. Oh, I love it. It's awesome. All right. Back to the Home Run Derby. You got me sidetracked with golf. We'll talk golf in a second.
Okay, Home Run Derby. Let's go.
What you got?
You go first.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, I'm not all ready.
All right, I'll go with Jonathan Scope.
I like that. I like that.
No cores, remember. No cores.
Yeah, and just the night games, or does it matter?
I took one from the early. I was going to take my other two from the late.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll follow you. You know, last time I was on the pod, I said I was going to take notes, and so I'd be prepared for this game. Obviously not, but I will go Yonder Alonso.
All right. Who else?
And then I'm going to go Scotty Scheffler.
You're a dick.
It's rude.
Yeah, well, I don't even care. I'm vetoing that. Like, you're not getting Scheffler. I'm the only one that's allowed to take Scheffler home run derby.
I wasn't ready for that response.
You're still getting vetoed. I don't care. You're not allowed to take Scheffler. My dude.
All right, I'll go Schwarber.
That's fine. You're not getting Scheffler. Oh, man, I'm going to take Scott Scheffler, and we'll be good. And, like, Stevie hasn't vetoed me in, like, a month. Like, instant veto.
Oh, yeah, we use our vetoes every time.
All right, let's see here. I'm going to attack Derek Holland. I'm going to say Kenny's Vargas.
Yeah, you can have him.
And he probably won't even play. I'm going to go back to the well for the second straight day and say Adam Duvall.
I like that one. I'm not even going to veto you because I like you.
Oh, well, that's good. You're still not getting Scheffler.
I will go, since I'm probably going to be stacking the Padres anyway, I'll go Will Myers.
It's crazy. It's gotten to the point where, hey, I want to stack the Padres because I want to pay for pitching.
Yeah, it sounds really weird, but.
It does. All right, give me who's going to win the tournament this weekend in golf.
I have Jason Day winning the Dell Technologies Championship.
I like that. Like, I do a play draft show on Tuesday with, like, Grant and Mangun, and I think I ended up with Day. I did.
Yeah, he's been playing a little bit better lately. He has 6 top 15s here in the past 7 years, and he's finally hitting his irons well. He's been terrible with his irons all year.
Tell me how bad this team is. This is a 6-man draft, and I had 5th pick.
Okay.
I have Matsuyama, which I can say his name right. Are you shocked?
I like it.
I have Matsuyama, Day, Howell, Berger, and Duffner.
I like it. Matsuyama does have a lingering hip injury, but he's supposed to play this week.
Yeah. I liked him more than the other guys. It was him or McIlroy.
Yeah, and Rory's got the rib injury, so.
Yeah. I was reading some stuff before earlier today, and it was like, just, you know, trust the top pros on this weekend and try to get as many as you can. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. Over the last few years, we're in the FedEx Cup Championship now, and just top level golfers have been winning these tournaments year in and year out, especially this one. So yeah, trust the top guys. I do like Dustin and Spieth, but they're really expensive on DraftKings, so I'm going to go down to that 9K range. You can get Fowler, you can get Day, you can get Rory. You can get a few of them instead of just paying up for Spieth or Dustin.
All right, good to know. As always, man, appreciate you hopping on the podcast with me here today. Like I said at the beginning of the podcast, guys, head on over to iTunes, check RotoGrinders Morning Grind, give us a rating, give us a review, subscribe, download, help us climb the charts. You guys like the podcast? Help us out. We'll help you out with some swag, RotoGrinders t-shirts, NASCAR packages, the Sieges tournament tactics package. We've got all kinds of stuff that we're giving away this week. Make sure you guys head on over there. Take a minute and do that for us. We appreciate you. We'll see you guys again tomorrow. Good luck in your contest tonight. We'll see you then.
Bankroll management might not be the sexiest part of daily fantasy, but it's an important one. And that's why we've launched the DFS Analyzer. DFS Analyzer will help you easily track your results and then use them to your advantage. Just upload your contest history, and in seconds, DFS Analyzer will show you winnings, ROI, records by sport, contest type, and more. Don't just view your results, analyze them and gain an edge. Try our free DFS Analyzer tool, become a smarter, more process-oriented, hopefully more profitable DFS player.